We were able to ask, and we did get, the press secretary for the mayor of the city of Baltimore. He's only has 3 to 5 minutes due to the fact that the Board of Estimates is meeting at 9, and we're very fortunate that he could give us just a few minutes. I did want them to come on to explain exactly what is the response from the administration to the HUD decision asking for the $3.7 million to be returned. Ken Harris, good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning. How are you, sir?
I appreciate you taking the time. I know you got the Board of Estimates, so we won't take but the 3 or 5 minutes here. Exactly what is the city's response to this order to be paid the $3.7 million?
Well, our response is that we want to make it clear to people that HUD did not find any fraud or abuse. They are not questioning whether or not these funds were used to help homeless residents as they were intended. What HUD is calling into question is whether or not the documentation was kept up to their standards. And you have to remember that these funds stem from the stimulus program from that the president put into place in 2009. When we were trying to get a lot of money out very quickly. And in that effort to get the money out very quickly, a lot of the guidelines were not very clear as to how the federal government wanted this documentation kept. It was sort of one of the administration officials had said we were sort of building the plane while we were flying it. So it's sort of, you know, the guidelines were not always clear as to how they wanted these things to be documented. But what was clear is that they wanted the money to go to serving the homeless. We did that. But now, in hindsight, now that they've had a chance to sort of get the guidelines and the regs the way that they want them, looking back, they're saying that actually some of the documentation that you guys kept during that time is not to the standards that we ultimately set. So the thing that I want to make clear to people is that they're not questioning whether or not the money went to serve the homeless. They're questioning whether or not the documents were kept in the way that they preferred they be kept. And if you look at the Sun article this morning, you have a number of the organizations that we work with that are attesting to the fact that, look, we know for a fact that we served a great deal of homeless residents with finding housing and getting other needs met through these funds. We know that that's where the money went, and they have that documented to prove that.
Now, the $7 million that was in the budget, was there some anticipation that the HUD amount they're asking for would have been that amount, or you were just being overly cautious?
We were being overly cautious. We knew that, you know, keep in mind there are several other cities that ran into the same problem with this grant. It's not just Baltimore. You know, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Vegas, New Orleans all had the same issues with this particular grant. And so when HUD said that we're looking, you know, doing what they do to make sure you spent the funds properly, we knew from looking at those other cities that there was a possibility we may be asked to return some of the funds. So what we did was we set that money aside just out of caution to make sure that funds would be available if we had to return any. But what the mayor has made clear to us is that whether or not those resources come from the federal government or whether or not we have to, you know, find the money in our budget, we're going to continue serving, you know, serving those populations. It's a top priority for her. So even if we have to return this money, we're gonna figure out a way to make sure that we continue supporting those groups and supporting those programs that have done a really good job in helping people to find housing.
So what I'm getting from Kevin is that we have a situation problem, but the problem did not lead to any fraud, any type of...
Oh, they are not, based on what they have told us to date, they are not saying that you guys didn't spend this money helping homeless people. What they are saying is that you didn't document it the way in which we wanted you to document it. And that is a problem that multiple other cities ran into because, again, keep in mind that these were federal stimulus dollars. They were sort of writing the regulations as they were giving you the money. So the rules and the guidelines were consistently fluctuating and vague. So it was very difficult to give guidance to a lot of our partners. You know, but now that they have in place to have that in place, and they're looking back, they're saying actually, you know, about this much of the money ultimately doesn't meet those requirements. So again, it was a situation where it's sort of like, I think that one of the administration officials put it best when they said we were flying, you know, we were building the plane while we were flying it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so very much, kind sir. Much appreciation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Got you now.
Thanks.